We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Phil, in my hand is a glossy election season mailer that showed up in my mailbox, pushing all the jobs that are going to be created by the Howard Terminal Project. So the campaign is really ramping up.
It is. It's not just in the mails that you're receiving. If you're in Oakland, there's billboards both for and against the ballpark going up. Those for it are from the Oakland A's. Those against it are being paid for in part by the maritime industry that would share space with the ballpark, and they're not crazy about a ballpark moving into an active port. But right now we've hit sort of the crux, because what we're starting to see is the community and the city council start to weigh in on this deal. And, you know, it's interesting, Holly and Jeff, you know, there's nothing like a billion-dollar deal to transform a sports team, the Oakland A's, into a group of billionaire sports team owners. In this case, the Fisher family, John Fisher, owners or founders of Gap Clothing, huge mega company that owns the A's. All of a sudden it becomes what's good, you know, it's the billionaires versus the ball players, and or in terms of images. And in this case, the Fisher family and the A's have proposed everything from the ballpark, 32,000 seats, to retail, a massive hotel, and some 3,000 apartments be built on the site as well. And Oakland activists and Oakland City Council people are kind of shocked to saying, yeah, that's great, but where's the affordable housing? And that is becoming the big sort of stumbling block or snag that's hit. We know that that's a hot issue. They're out on the street saying it's a hot issue. That's what's going to be the tug of war, those jobs versus affordable housing. How do they get them together in the next couple of days?
Phil, if it all comes down to this, do you see the A's changing their positioning on this just to get it through?
That's going to be interesting. I talked with one of the council members this morning, and he said he hasn't heard any change from the A's. And you wouldn't necessarily hear anything public, because this is where the negotiations go on. I talked with another developer who's been worked with Oakland repeatedly, and they said, you know, what the question isn't going to be, the question is this. The A's want to pay for, let's say, affordable housing and other benefits out of money that's earned from the increased values of taxes in that area. They're promising about $450 million, but that won't come kick in for years. And what the city council wants is either affordable housing on the spot right now, or for the A's to pay an affordable housing fee like other developers. And that could be some serious money. All right. So if this were, say, you know, a place like San Francisco or something like that, you might have stuff going on behind the scenes where they say, I'll tell you what, that's public. That's what everybody's going to be looking at, is this affordable housing thing. Let's see if we can swing that by giving you a break, let's say, in payments over here to maybe to the port or something else. Let's see where it's not so public they're going to be looking. So the question is, can they finesse this affordable housing? It is the hot issue. It's probably the only one of few issues out there that's bigger than a ballpark, but that's the one that they're going at, and so far, no change.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.